There's nothing worth more that can ever come close. No thing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetness of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that can ever come close. No thing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. You let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. And so, Father, as we gather ourselves this morning, we take another opportunity to take our chance again to come before your presence with singing. God, we thank you for, again, allowing us to see a brand new day. We understand that we can't take any day for granted. But because you have made this day, and as we begin this prayer, we can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We're rejoicing because, God, you are the God of this day. You are the God that created this day. You are the God that shaped and formed this day. And, God, you are the God that can lead us to victory on this day. God, we desire your presence. We desire your glory. So this morning, before we ask anything of you, God, we've come before your presence with singing. And we have declared, God, we need your spirit, that we need your glory, that we need your power, that we need your anointing. God, we won't take another step, God, without your glory overwhelming us and, God, enveloping us, God, and, God, helping us to succumb to you. God, we won't take another step, God, without declaring yes to your will, without saying yes to your way, God. We won't take another step, God, without offering you our sacrifice, without giving you the glory and the honor, without giving you the praise, God. We won't take another step, God, until we give our hearts over to you, until we give our minds over to you, until we give our desires over to you. We surrender to you, God, right now in the name of Jesus so that you can do what you need to do, so that you can be God in our lives, God, this day, God, and forever. Lord, we need you, God. We can't make it without you. We need you, God, desperately, Lord. Even as that deer panteth after the water brook, God, my soul longs for you even the more, God. My soul is even more thirsty for you, God. My body, God, is even more hungry for you, God, because I can't make it without you, Lord. God, you're better than anything else that we can become addicted to in this world, God. You're better than any addictive thing in this world, God. You are so much more than that and even greater. And we thank you, God, today, because we serve a great and a mighty God. We thank you, oh God, today, because you're not someone that takes from us, Lord, but you give unto us more than we can ever give unto you, God. We love you, Lord, today. We magnify you today. We lift you up, oh God, because there is no one like you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And so, Lord, we bow down before you, God, this morning and tell you, God, that you mean the world to us. Lord, there's no one that's like you, God. There's no one else that can compare, God. No one loves us like you do. No one cares for us like you do. God, no one treats us like you do. God, you treat us better than anything else in this world, God. And so, Lord, with gratefulness in our hearts, oh God, and with thankfulness in our mouth this morning, we tell you we thank you. We tell you we love you. God, we tell you we magnify you. God, we tell you we adore you, God. We tell you that you mean the world to us. Lord, we love you, God. We
magnify you. We glorify you. We honor and adore you, God. And we bless your name, God, for you're worthy of the glory, Lord. You're worthy, God, today. You're worthy of the honor, Lord, today. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be submitted to. You're worthy of my praise this day. You're worthy, oh God. And so we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise this morning. Because there is absolutely no one like you. And you deserve the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. You deserve the honor. You deserve our praise. You deserve our best. You deserve our hallelujah. You deserve our lifting up of our hands. God, we surrender to you even the more, God. We know how to surrender to the things of this world. Lord, when the police officer tells us to lift up our hands, Lord, we immediately lift up our hands. God, when the people in the courthouse tell us to rise because the judge is coming in, Lord, we rise, Lord. We are obedient to the things of this world, but God, help us to put our stubborn wills and our stubborn flesh and our stubborn actions, God, under subjection, Lord, and give you the honor, God, and give you the praise and give you the glory, God, that you are worthy of. We should not have to pump and prime anyone, God, but every time it's an opportunity to praise you, God, we're looking for the King of Glory to come in, and anytime the King of Glory coming in, God, we should stand and rise, we should stand in attention, we should stand in surrendering, God, because we desire, God, for your glory to come in. Because we understand when your glory comes in, God, you are the greatest thing in this world. And we should salute you with our submission. We should salute you with our sacrifice. We should salute you, God, with our worship. We should salute you with our praise, God. You are greater than any king. God, you're greater than any president. God, you're greater than any lawyer, any mayor, or any county official. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lord. You are the great I am, and we bless your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor, God, because all of it belongs to you, God. The glory and the praise, God. Oh, God, the earth is still great. I mean, gives you glory because it still is obeying your will and it's obeying your commands, Lord. The sun, the moon, the stars, they're still giving you glory, God, because they're still obeying your commands, God, since the beginning of time. Oh, God, even animals themselves, Lord, and the plants of the field, Lord, and the fish of the sea, God, in the fowls of the air, Lord, they're still obeying your word, God, because they're doing what they've been commanded to do. You've commanded us to bless you. Lord, you said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. You said, praise ye the Lord over and over again, God. Oh, God, to make a joyful noise unto you. Oh, God, stomping us some more. Oh, God, that we would put this stubborn will into subjection. And that we will offer unto you the sacrifice of praise that you are so worthy of. The songwriter said, from the rising of the sun, hallelujah, unto the going down of the same. Glory, glory, glory. Your name is worthy. Hallelujah. Your name is worthy, God. Worthy, God. Worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, O Lord. Worthy of our praise, and you desire our praise as well. Not only are you due the praise, not only are you due the glory, not only are you due our worship, God, but God, you love to inhabit. You love to inhabit it. God, you love to hear us make a joyful noise unto you. You love to hear us worship and adore you, God, to call out your great and mighty name, Lord. And because when we call out your name, Lord, your name strongly appears before us, Lord, because we can run into your name and find safety, God. We thank you, God, because your glove is in action, Lord. You don't just declare words and not back them up with actions, but you love us, oh God. You love us unconditionally, Lord. And when we call upon you, you answer us. And when you come to our rescue, God, you come strong and you come mighty. You don't come ill-equipped, God, and you don't come unprepared, but you come in like a flood, oh God, and you come in and lift us up, God, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes against us like a flood, you lift up a standard, God. That means you put up the protecting walls, God, because floods can be devastating, Lord, because they talk things to and fro, but you come in and you make all those things still, oh God, because Hallelujah. God, I'm grateful, God, that when the waters pass, when we pass through the waters, God, we won't, God, be swept away. We won't be, God, tossed to and fro. When we, God, pass through the flood, God, they won't overtake us. They won't overwhelm us. Glory, glory. God, when we even walk through fires, Lord, they won't kindle upon us. God, they won't burn us. Hallelujah, because that's what your word says that you will do, God. That's what your word says, God. It declares how you'll keep us. If that's what your word declares, because we are your people, God, because we belong to you, Lord, because we are the apple of your eye, God, because you paid a price for us, Lord, because you own us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so you take good care of the things that belong to you, God, and you don't treat us like slaves, you don't treat us like indentured servants, God, you don't even treat us like property, Lord, but you treat us like your children, God. Thank you, Lord, today that I've been adopted, oh God, into the royal family, God. No longer am I a foreigner, God, hallelujah. No longer am I a stranger, but I'm a part of a chosen generation, God. I'm a part of a peculiar people. I've been called out of darkness. I've been called away from the field. I've been called into the big house, into the upper room, and no longer do I have to be second class. No longer do I have to play second fiddle. No longer, God, do I have to live beneath. Oh, God, but I can live above. I can go move up to the upper side of the mountain. Lord, I can get into the presence of the King of Kings and of the Lord of Lords. I can gather myself before you. I can come before you with singing. I can gather myself together. And I can come before your presence with praise. I can get myself together, Lord, and I can bless your name when you allow your spirit to come. Glory to your wonderful name when you allow your spirit to move afresh on us. Hallelujah, when you allow your glory to reign on us. And to fill our cups, Lord, and to fill our atmosphere. Oh, God, and to fill our souls with thanksgiving. And fill our hearts with praise. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You're welcome to move by your power. You're welcome to move by your might. God, my soul is ready, God, to surrender to your will, God. My soul is ready, God, for you to sow seeds of favor, Lord. My soul is ready, God, for you to anoint me for this day, God. My soul is ready, God, for me to shout aloud with the voice of triumph. Lord, my soul is ready, God, for you to shape me and to mold me, to help me to be the image, to reflect your image, and to help me to be the vessel that you need for me to be today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You're welcome into my heart to help me to love more like you. You're welcome into my soul, God, to make me one with my Father. You're welcome into this place, Lord, to unify us and to make us one, Lord. But there is one Lord. There is one faith. There is one baptism. There is one God who sits high and looks low. There is one Spirit that binds us together. There is one Son who died for all. Lord, make us one today in the mighty name of Jesus. Make us one even right now, God, in every area of our lives, God. Help us to be unifiers, Lord, instead of dividers, Lord. You are a God that multiplies exponentially, Lord. You are not the God of division, Lord. You don't do subtraction, God. You don't take things away, Lord, but you allow us, oh God, about to choose you. And when we choose you, God, you add, you multiply exponentially, Lord, and you grow things in us. Thank you for breathing life in me today, God, because I should have been decaying, Lord, and I should have been turning away, but you said not so, because you've given me another chance. You said I had purpose, and you said I had plans, God, and that's why you've allowed me to see another day, God. And so since I'm up here this morning, and since you allow me to rise this morning, God, I can boldly declare even right now, God, that this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing, God, and I'm glad in it, Lord, because you are my rock and you are my salvation. You are the center of my joy. You are my hope for today, God. You are my joy for tomorrow, and you're everything that I need and more. And I'm grateful, God, that you nothing that you cannot solve. There's nothing that will overtake you, and there's nothing that will overwhelm you. You are God, and you are great, and you are mighty, and there's no one that can compare to you. Nothing that can stand in your stead. Nothing that can take your place. You're omnipotent. You're omnipresent. You're omniscient. God, you're great and mighty. Nothing God can stop you or shut you down. You're everywhere, Lord. Everywhere I go, David said, everywhere I go, Lord, you are there. I can't run any place and you not be there. And God, you are just all-knowing. And I'm grateful, God, that you are the God that I serve. I don't serve a statue. I don't serve a figment of my imagination. I don't serve something that I made with my hand or someone carved out of a mountain or carved out of some wood. But I serve a living God who breathes the breath of life into me every day. I serve the great and mighty God who looked beyond my fault and saw my needs. I serve the God who loved me unconditionally, that you gave your only begotten son. Again, you show your love in action. You didn't just say you love me, but because you love me, you gave. Because you love me, you offered your best. Because you love me, God, me individually, Lord. Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He didn't just do it for my neighbor. He didn't just do it for my parents. He didn't just do it for my loved ones. He didn't just do it for the rich. He didn't just do it for the poor. He didn't just do it for the blacks. He didn't just do it for the whites, the people of other descents, God, other nations. God, he didn't do it for any, just for a specific people. But he did it for everybody so that we would be freed, no longer bound, no more chains holding us. We can go to the King of Kings. The veil has been rent in twain. We can come before your presence, God, and offer ourselves to you. And, Lord, we don't have to have a substitute anymore. But, God, a fake substitute, Lord, who can fall into sin, Lord, he often fails. But, Lord, Jesus now became our direct access to you. He became our intercessor. And now we can go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and make our petitions made known to you. And instead of seeing us, Lord, you see him and his covering. Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, this morning for another day and another opportunity to pray. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. There's nothing worth more. The world cannot give me anything else. The world cannot substitute anything better. God, we try to make athletes our God, but they can't compare to you. Some people try to make actors and actresses their God, but they can't compare to you. Lord, some people try to make the president and government officials their God, but they cannot compare to you. They fail. They fall short of their own will, their own expectations. They can't even compare to your glory. They can't even lace the shoes. John said, I'm not even worried to lace the strings on his sandal. John was a great man, but he could not compare to Jesus Christ. Nothing in this world, God, compares to you. Nothing worth more. Nothing comes close. Nothing can compare. You are a living hope, God. You are a rock, God, in a weary land. You are a shelter in the time of storm. You are our bread when we're hungry, Lord. You are our water when we're thirsty, God, and you are a well that never runs dry. Hallelujah. God, you have what we need all the time. There's no time that you won't have what we need. When we need strength, God, you're our strength bearer, God. You're our strength giver, Lord. If we need a doctor, God, you're a doctor in the sick office, God, in the hospital, Lord. If we need a lawyer, Lord, you are a lawyer in the courtroom, Lord. If we need a mother, God, you are a mother to the motherless, Lord. If we need a father, Lord, you are a father to the fatherless, Lord. You're everything that we need and more. So, Holy Spirit, come. You're welcome here. Come flood this place, God. And fill our atmosphere. I feel your glory even now, God. I feel your anointing, Lord, even now. Sweep all our souls right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you, have mercy upon us even now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we confess our faults. We confess our sins. And we're grateful that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. You won't let anything sit there with us if we confess it to you. Oh, God, you're the greatest, God, a trash operator in the world. God, we take out our trash cans on Tuesdays and Fridays, Lord, and we take it out there, and when we go back later on in the day, there's nothing there. They throw that trash into a place of forgiveness, Lord, and they don't think about it anymore, Lord. That's just what the world do with garbage. That's what you do with our sins, Lord. When we give it over to you, when we confess it to you, Lord, your word says that you're faithful and just to pick it up. Oh, God, and not only will you pick it up, God, and leave us clean, Lord, but you're throwing that sin into a sea of forgiveness, and you won't throw it back into our face anymore. Even God, when we trip up in the future again, Lord, you again will throw it into a sea of forgiveness, God, and you won't remember them anymore, God, because you've forgiven us over and over again, God, and you keep on forgiving us over and over again, and we thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you for being such a good God. We thank you for being such a loving God. We thank you, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. So sweep over our souls. And if we find anything that's in us that's unlike you, I plead the blood over everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning. I plead the blood over their mind. I plead the blood over their hearts. I plead the blood over their actions, Lord. I plead the blood over their hands, Lord. I plead the blood over their eyes, Lord. I plead the blood over their lips right now, God. I plead the blood over their ear, Lord, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over their footsteps right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over every section, every area, every part of their body. Because I don't want anything to be taken away because it's detached or it's unclean. So clean us up, Lord. Make us whole even now. So that as your spirit floods the atmosphere and as your spirit sweeps over our souls. Oh, God, we don't want anything to be amiss. We don't want any of your glory to leak out. We don't want anything to try to come in and taint your glory. So, God, shield us up and, God, and make us foolproof today, Lord, that as the enemy tries to come against us like a flood, Lord, you'll be that sealing power, Holy Spirit, that will keep us in control, that will keep us on with you on our mind, that will keep us sealed, that we won't be swept away, that we won't be overcome by the sins and by the things of this world. Be the guard of our hearts. Be the keeper of our minds. Be the guardian of our secrets, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that we've given unto you. You said we can cast all of our cares upon you, for you care. Thank you for caring for me, Lord. Thank you for loving me, Lord. Thank you for being merciful unto me. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for being long-suffering. Thank you for being gentle with me. Thank you for not mercy, Lord. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you, Lord. You exhibit your fruit, God, of your spirit towards us every single day. You believe in us, Lord, even when we don't believe in ourselves. You're patient with us, God, even when we're not patient with ourselves, God. You're merciful to us, God, even when we don't show our own selves mercy, God. I thank you, God, you have self-control with us. When we should be condemned, Lord, when we should be consumed, God, you show self-control toward us, and you continue to love us, Lord, over and over again. Help us to be more like you. in every area of our lives. God, help us to be more like you in all of our interactions. Father, help us to be more like you. God, there's nothing that you would withhold from us. There is absolutely no good thing that you will withhold from those that fear you, to those that love you, to those that belong to you. There is absolutely nothing that you will withhold from us. You gave us your best. You gave us your son. And if you gave us your best before we were even shaped and formed into our mother's womb, is there anything, God, that can separate us from your love? Is there anything, God, that can separate us, Father, from your promises? Is there anything that will separate us, God, from your grace and your mercy? Paul said, nay, in all these things, we're not just victors, but we are more than conquerors. We win. We win. I'm so glad that the devil tried to kill me, but God, you said not so. God, I'm so glad that the enemy tried to deter me and tried to stop me, Lord, but you said not so. God, I'm so glad someone can declare right now that he tried to kill you. He tried to cause you to be maimed or lame. But God, in his infinite wisdom and in his great and glorious power, he said not so. The devil tried to make you destitute. The devil tried to turn you out, Lord. But the God of our salvation said not so. I'm glad to know that you love me, and I'm glad, God, that you know what's best for me. I was lost in sin, but you plucked me up out of the muck and the mire. You placed me on solid ground. You turned my darkness and my ugliness and my wickedness into into something that is white as snow. I'm no longer, God, a stranger. I'm no longer your enemy. I'm no longer a foreigner, but I am a joint heir with you. I belong. You traded in my filthy robe for a clean one. Thank you, God, today. A robe of glory, hallelujah. A robe of honor, God. A robe of distinction, God, because I've been marked by you. And so, Lord, since I've been marked by you, help me, Lord, today to walk by faith and not by sight. God, help me, Lord, today in all of my endeavors, Lord, to let my light so shine that men might see my good works, but I direct them to give you the glory, and I direct them to give you the honor, and I direct them to give you the praise. God, help me, Lord, today, because I reflect you, and I belong to you, for you to help me to be a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Lord, I need to be seen. Lord, I need to be vocal. Lord, I need to be active. Lord, I need to be about my Father's business, Lord, because someone needs to know that there is still hope. Someone needs to know that Jesus still reigns. Someone needs to know that our God is still yet alive, and he has given us a victory, and he's made us overcome. And he's made us victors, Lord, and he made us more than conquerors, and he has everything that we need, oh God, to be the heads and the tails, to be above and not beneath, to be the victors, and God, to be everything that you have made for us to be. You told Jeremiah, son, before I even shaped you in your mother's womb, I ordained you. I believe it was Jeremiah. Before you even shaped us into our mother's womb, before we were even a seed, God, in our father's loins, God, before we were anything, God, you knew who we were. You knew us intimately. God, God, glory. I can just see, God, new babies, new seeds, God, that are in your hands, Lord, and you are allowing them to be planted into, God, the women, the mothers, God, I'm glorified. Just the imagination of how you control everything, how you're in control. There's no mistakes when it comes to every mistake that we make. You turn it around and allow it to work together for our good. Thank you, God, for life today. Thank you for a mind that is steadily understanding the mystery of your gospel. I'm grateful, God, that you are revealing your mysteries to your people. That, God, your promises are for us. God, that's a mystery to someone that don't know you. God, that you will supply all of our needs. God, that's a mystery to someone that don't know you, God. God, that you are that you will fight our battles, Lord. That the battles don't belong to us. They belong to you, God. That is a mystery to someone that don't know you intimately. And because I know you, God, I'm going to surrender to you. Because I know you, God, I know you know what's best for me. And you have best intentions and best plans and best thoughts toward me. God, your thoughts of me, oh God, are just so overwhelming. I mean the world to you. God, you gave your best so that you could reclaim me. You weren't pleased that I was on the dunghill, God. You wasn't pleased, God, that the devil threw me on the trash heap. And so you put on your robe of garment, God. You dressed your son in this dressed up mess and dirt and flesh. And you allowed him to come and retrieve me up out of the dunghill of life, God. Thank you, God. You didn't send somebody who was inadequate. You didn't send somebody who could not handle the fight. You didn't send anyone who was going to turn around and say, I can't do it. But you sent somebody that will be willing to give his best, God, to reclaim me, to go get me, God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for not turning your back on me. Thank you, God. For not turning away and forget about me, God. Thank you, Lord. Allowing me to be important to you. My heart is filled with gratitude, Lord, because you did not give up on me. Hallelujah. Even when I gave up on myself, Lord, you did not give up on me. And so, Lord, I can't give up on you. God, thank you for greater. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I know that some things look like they're not working together for our good. But you have promised us greater. In the mighty name of Jesus. Behold, I will do a new thing. Can't you see it? I'm not just saying words that don't mean anything. My words don't return back unto me void. But everything that proceeds out of my mouth shall be done. Your word declares into the life of this ministry, into the life of those that are connected to us, and even into the life of those that are tuned into this prayer this morning, that behold, you are doing a new thing. Just look for it. Just watch it. Can't you see it? In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm going to make a way of God in the wilderness, Lord. You won't have to remove us, Lord, but you'll make a way out of no way right where we are standing, God. You'll send rivers, God, in the midst of a desert, God. We don't have to go anywhere else to go get water and replenishment and nourishment, God. You'll send it right where we are at. Because we belong to you. We are your children. And you're going to take care of your own. Hallelujah. Someone needed to be reminded this morning, God. Hallelujah, that we belong to you. And since we belong to you, God, there is no good thing that you will withhold from your children. We as earthly fathers give unto our children the things of this world, but how much more would our Heavenly Father give unto us? Eye has not seen what you have in store for us. Ears have not heard, God, what you have in store for us. Our hearts have not even imagined, God, what you have in store for us. That's all we have to do is keep trusting you. That's all we have to do is hold on to you, God. That's all we have to do is continue to follow you, God. And victory, victory shall be ours. I don't care about the lack. I don't care about the people who may be leaving. God, I don't care about anything that may be going on in this world that the enemy tries to bring our way. We shall win in the end. Lord, I pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for the pastors of the Virginia First jurisdiction and the pastors of all of the jurisdictions in Virginia. Lord, I pray for pastors in this area, my brethren in the gospel, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hagin, Pastor Floyd Hoffman, Pastor Ray Satterfield, and Pastor Andy Cork, and Pastor Wayne Crean, God, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Lawrence Cayenne. I pray for healing, strength, restoration for Pastor William Cornick and Pastor Floyd Hawkins. Lord, you know their situations. You know their stories, God. You know what they need and more. And I declare healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my coworker, God. God, Brother Stephen Olzer, who's been having some issues with his back over the last couple of weeks, and he keeps doing things to tweak it and cause it to be hard, Lord. But I pray that you will allow him to walk upright, Lord, in the name of Jesus this day. I pray that you will strengthen every single muscle, God, and strengthen every hurt, God, and heal every hurt and every harm that has been done to his back, God. I declare healing in his life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any sick among us, God, I declare healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because you've already been wounded, God. You've already been pierced in the side, Lord. You've already fought that battle for us, God, and by your stripes, we are healed. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center. Way past my time. Lady Olinda McCown. Sister Diamond Star. Brother Eric McCown. Sister Crystal McCown. Little Master Aaron McCown. Mother Evelina Dean McCown. Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham, Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Lysandra Miller, Sister Patty Coulter and all of the babies, Lord, Brother Eric Coulter, Lord, I pray for the people of God right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, Sister Monique and God, Brother Herbert Lee, God, I know some of them are absent without leave, Lord, I understand that. But Lord, are you still called for me to pray for those that have been attached to us? Lord, I pray for the intercessors. Those that sow into ministry, God, those that undergird us, God, financially, God, and by interceding on our behalf. I pray for Brother Larry Brown, God. I pray that you will honor his sacrifice, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as he often gets up hours earlier than my time, God, to join us in prayer. God, I pray that you will honor his sacrifice, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because our sacrifices are not in vain. What we do for you will last, Lord. And so, Lord, I pray that you would bless him this day. I pray that you will bless Sister Lisa Law today. I pray that you will bless Brother Carl Christopher today, God, and Brother Roland Wilson and Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I see someone that's on our prayer line that I don't recognize the number, God, but you know who they are, Lord, and I would pray that you would bless them to have a day like none other because they've taken time out this morning to join us in prayer. And we're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your power. We're grateful for your anointing. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what my heart longs for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor and adore you this day. For in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. We say thank God. Amen and amen.